aggressive mood today. Maybe just today, I don't know. That's why I'm wearing my sunglasses today. And I'm growing my beard out a little bit. I'm looking for the Tom Hanks thing in Castaway. I probably won't rest until I get the Tom Hanks thing. So I'm not feeling very effusive today. It won't be my usual Zender self. That's why I'm speaking very close to the microphone, because I feel very very quiet. And I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm trying to figure out if this Revelation series has something to do with it. Because I had a unique experience several years ago, probably 25 years ago now. It has to do with the days of Noah. And I think I'm going to talk to you about that now. Because it might relate to the way I'm relating to the rest of humanity. It's not that I don't like people. You know, the old saying, this world would be a much nicer place to live if it weren't for all the people. I don't feel that way. That's a little extreme. Most people think I'm an introvert. This isn't about me. Well, it's going to be about me for the next couple minutes. But I think I'm an introvert, and especially more and more as I begin to investigate these truths, part of me just wants to hide away and write about it, talk about it in subdued tones. I don't know if that's the best thing, but it is what it is. So several years ago, I was in a hotel room in Canton, Ohio, and was watching television, mindlessly watching stupid television shows. Sorry for the redundancy there. And now, this is probably the closest thing I've ever had to a vision. So, but I'm having said that word, I now retract it, because it wasn't anything like that. It was something like that. I was looking at the television screen, flipping through the channels, and all the people suddenly looked to me like I could see through their skin on their face and see through to the bones. And I saw that all humanity was made up of bones. This is very humiliating. I don't know if you've ever seen an x-ray of yourself. I remember the first time I saw my chest x-ray. I said, oh shit, I'm human. God, that was so disappointing. I really thought better of myself. Then you see an x-ray and you realize I'm just like everybody else. Well, it's very disappointing. I have a skull. I have a femur. I have lungs. I have a heart. And this is quite humiliating. So, as I was watching the television and all these people came by, and they were laughing, as people do on television. I guess this is why I'm the negative of this today. People on television, they're very effusive. They're very excited. They're very animated. A lot of them are made up. None of them look like Tom Hanks on Castaway, unless it is Tom Hanks on Castaway. And none of that was tricking me. It's like I could see to the bottom of it. I could see that every external thing was a front, was a facade, was a Hollywood wall. And that internally, everyone was miserable. And this aligns with one of my favorite sayings. Henry David Thoreau said that men everywhere lead lives of quiet desperation. So you know how it is when you look at people and you envy everybody. Everybody's got it better than you have it. Everybody's got a better job. Everybody's got a better car. Everybody's happier. I go down the street here in Sao Paulo and I see people laughing. Oh, how the hell can people be so happy? Don't they know what's going on in the world? But they're quietly desperate. And it's a bit comforting. I don't know. So when I was watching the TV this day, 25 years ago approximately, in Canton, I realized that underneath the happy exterior were not only bones, not only skulls, not only organs like heart and liver and lungs, but people were screaming. That's the impression I had, that everybody was screaming. And then I read, you know, passage like Romans 8 that says, all creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. all creation. And then Paul says, we ourselves who have the first fruit of the Spirit, we ourselves are groaning within ourselves. So then I don't feel so bad. If you're not groaning, you're not aware. You're not intuitively grasping the horror, the extremity, the desperation, the last gasp, as it were, of humanity upon this planet. Because as I've been telling you, things are going to change dramatically. And in the days of Noah, no one was aware of the coming change because they were all oblivious. They were doing their own things, eating, drinking, taking in marriage, until the rain started. So as I'm watching these people on TV, I suddenly thought of Noah. I suddenly thought of Noah's Ark. And I realized that I was being sealed into the ark, and then all these people outside on the television were going to be drowned. They were all going to be killed. None of them knew God. And my first instinct was to help them. I wanted to do something because I like to think I'm a normal human being, and if I saw someone drowning or I saw someone in distress, I would save them. So as this analogy hit me, I think God made this happen. I got the impression from God, didn't hear an audible voice or anything like that. This isn't the Field of Dreams. Let them go. Let them go. Because God speaking, I'm going to come back for them later. And so the human instinct to help was overridden by the divine command, let them go their own way. And as I'm saying this, I'm thinking of a verse from the end of the unveiling of Jesus Christ, i.e. Revelation, which says, let he who is contaminated be contaminated still. I'm not sure that's the word contaminated. We'll look at it when we get there. But the idea is that let the ones who are asleep stay asleep. Let the ones who are doing evil continue to do evil. And all we need to worry about is what we're doing. And we don't even need to worry about that, because the Apostle Paul says we're not to worry about anything. So I'm in the mode now, as I was then, that I am being sealed. And you who are members, you listening to me, who are members of the body of Christ, you are also being sealed. And we are being preserved alive through this. And I'm looking at people now, and I realize that God is the Savior of all humanity, and that He's going to come back for them. Eventually, they will be saved, because God's the Savior of all humanity. But in the meantime, they're going down. They're going to be destroyed, probably killed, during the days of indignation to come. And while I don't recommend to any of us a cavalier who gives a damn attitude, I'm not saying I have that attitude at all. I'm just saying that we need at this time a mature God's eye view of what's happening on the earth, so that we won't get caught up either in the pseudo-happiness of the world, or be caught up either in the angst of the world. And yet, even as I warn us all against angst, I think that any normal person alive today has to be groaning within him and herself. Because we are living in perilous periods, as Paul pernaciously predicted. All right, I told you I was going to talk about the first part and the last part of the book of Revelation, a particular word. I teased you a little bit on Friday, and yeah, I didn't mean to tease you again, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it again. I'm teasing you again. I'm going to talk about that. I want to go back to those guys in the cave of Adullam, 400 people who were the losers of society. This loser from society is now signing off from his bunker in Sao Paulo. I hope you'll be with me again tomorrow.